Like many of you, I watched the funeral of John Lewis from Troy, Alabama. The simplicity of that service and the humility of his family spoke volumes to me of a man whose life is a beacon of hope for all of us. My favorite part came at the end when they sang John's favorite gospel song, On Time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. I love it when our gospel choir sings it here at Spiritus. John Lewis seemed to have had a deep insight into God's timing as he worked so tirelessly for equality and justice for all people. He was known to be patient and kind, even as he sat in jail, when he was beaten and assaulted, when he shed his blood, when he reached out across the aisle, and as he spoke truth to power. But as tired as John grew, waiting for truth to prevail and society to change, he never grew tired of waiting on God's timing. John always knew that God is an on-time God. Well, this whole theme about God's timing is often a struggle for all of us. God just doesn't seem to put our dates and our events on God's iPhone and then fails to show up when we expect him to. Today's gospel is a story that is a good example of this. Matthew tells us that Jesus, after preaching to the crowds, made the disciples get into the boat and set out for the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. And we can imagine that Jesus was pretty tired after being with those crowds all day. So after he dismissed them, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray and ended up staying all night. By this time, the boat and the disciples were caught in a terrible storm in the middle of the lake. The disciples didn't know where Jesus was, why he didn't join them. Where was he? Why didn't he come? Was he okay? They didn't even want to get into the boat in the first place because being fishermen, they knew how the storms came up at night on that lake. Why was Jesus' timing so off? But as we know, God's timing is often not our timing. So in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water, but they didn't recognize him and thought he was a ghost. They were terrified. So Jesus called out to them and said, "Don't be afraid. Have courage. It is I." But again, they were skeptical. So Peter calls out and he says, "Well, if it's really you, then let me come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come on, Peter." So Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking toward Jesus. And all is well until Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and started to focus on the wind and the waves. At that point, Peter's courage and faith were blown away with the wind, and Peter began to sink. In desperation, he yelled out, "Jesus, save me!" Jesus reached out for Peter and pulled him to safety. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. They then get into the boat, the storm subsides, and Jesus asks them, "Why did you lose faith and courage?" Here, Jesus gives the disciples and us the keys to trusting in God's timing. The keys are faith and courage. This month, we are celebrating the Grace of God Recovery House Ministry. Grace of God is Spiritus Christi's outreach to men in recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction. It was founded 21 years ago as Spiritus Christi's first outreach. Over these 21 years, I have had the privilege of witnessing men of great courage and faith walk the road of early recovery. Their lives of drug and alcohol addiction have been one storm after another. They have been beaten down by the wind and the waves of violence and crime, loss, fear, and despair. Yet their courage to walk through the storm and believe in the God who made them has been not only inspiring, but life-changing for me. Even when some lost sight of the recovery journey and relapsed, their calls for help and their courage to get back on the road have been true acts of faith. I am deeply grateful for each and every man who has been with us at Grace of God Recovery House over the years. For me, they all walk on water. Speaking of God's timing, Mark, you gotta come up here and help me. Don't leave me alone. Speaking of timing, it is now my time to say goodbye to a love of my life, the Grace of God Recovery House, and to pass the torch of director to a man of great courage and faith who has kept his eye on God, on Spiritus Christi, and Grace of God Recovery House for the past 7 years. Mark Bennett will carry the torch of recovery and the vision of Grace of God beginning January 1st of 2021. Mark's history with Grace of God as a resident, a volunteer, and a staff member have prepared him well. I am very excited about this, as I have exhausted most of my ideas and have slowed down a bit, and know that it's time for some new ideas and new leadership. One of my favorite poets is Langston Hughes. His poem entitled Dreams has always touched me and inspired my work at Grace of God. Hughes writes, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." Mark, I know you have many dreams for Grace of God Recovery House. Hold fast to those dreams. Share them with the Grace of God community. Let them direct your decisions. And above all, give them the power to keep your eyes on God. Let the courage and faith that Jesus calls you to be your strength, especially when the work gets painful and difficult, and it will. Above all, Mark, know that God, Spiritus Christi, Grace of God, and I have our eyes on you. This is God's time for you to lead his cherished work of recovery. God knows your heart. You are God's beloved son in whom God is well pleased. I love you. Hug, hug.
Thank you, Margie. I love you very much. On a summer night, as a resident of Grace of God Recovery House, I was on my way home from a meeting of a 12-step program. On the way home that night, I was feeling hopeful coming from a meeting, but still covered in the early recovery fears, anger, and doubts. When I arrived at the house, Sister Margie was outside on the porch, enjoying the night before heading up to bed. I joined Sister Margie where we just sat together, enjoying the night in each other's company. That night she looked at me and said, "You wanted to know something?" I was a little worried about answering, but I finally said, "Sure, let me have it." That is when she said, "That's the same moon Jesus prayed under." The scripture today reminds us, just as Sister Margie reminded me that night, that God is always there, no matter how far he seems. God always comes to us in many ways and fashions. God can be within the moon or appear on a boat. Somebody once told me, God is everywhere and in every situation, but you must look for him. Life has its storms. Sometimes it's a mist, and other times it is a downpour or a thunderstorm. When we are going through the storm, it can be hard to cling to all the promises learned throughout the good days. But often, the storm is used to compound what we learned when everything was going just right. The truth is, we need the storms. As uncomfortable and painful as these seasons are in our lives, they grow us and stretch us. First and foremost, I want to thank you, Spiritus Christi, for believing in a ministry that changes lives and builds hearts. What I have learned is, with God and community, all things are possible. The grace of God has been a miracle and a blessing in my life, and I have watched the blessings and miracles flow through other residents who have had the house in their life. I stand up here with a deep gratitude and indescribable amount of excitement for the journey ahead. Sister Margie, I want to thank you for taking a chance with me, although you said I was high risk. You believed in me every step of the way and saw things that I would not even imagine as a possibility. I remember a Saturday evening in the living room at Grace of God. Margie and I were watching TV and talking. Then the following words came out of her mouth. You are going to do special things here. I swear, I did not know it was this. The truth is, there isn't any words I could come up with to cover what my heart feels without keeping us on YouTube for 2 days. Al Knight always told me to carry the Grace of God Recovery House in my walk. And that is what your presence has done to my life. It's changed my walk. You're part of every step I take. I love you more than you could ever know. Thank you, Spiritus. I love you too.